For the Fed, these countervailing forces create a tricky balance. On the one hand, it has just administered the sharpest tightening of monetary policy in four decades, lifting interest rates from a floor of 0% in March to more than 4% today. With inflation ebbing, it is prudent to slow the pace of rate increases. On the other hand, a perception of Fed softening risks adding fuel to the market rally. That, in turn, would cause financial conditions to ease, thereby placing upward pressure on inflation. The Fed has tried to resolve this conundrum by maintaining its hawkish tone at the same time as tweaking its policies. On December 14th, the Fed raised rates by half a percentage point, ending a string of jumbo three-quarter point increases. Most Fed officials believe that they will raise rates to more than 5% next year and refrain from cutting rates until 2024, according to the central bank's latest projections. Historical experience cautions strongly against prematurely easing, said Mr. Powell. Strikingly, many investors think the Fed will end up being more dovish. Bond pricing suggests that rates will peak at less than 5% and that the central bank will start cutting them before the end of 2023. Ultimately, the decision will come down to the data. Prices of consumer goods have started falling as pandemic-era shortages melt away. Housing prices are also trending lower. The big lingering concern is whether a tight labor market will push incomes and, by extension, prices higher. Investors are betting that wage increases will slow as the economy weakens. The Fed, understandably, is not popping the champagne just yet.